quite an experience over the weekend for a group of college students at Western Illinois University, their livestock judging team. They win a national title at the National Western Stock Show out in Denver, Colorado. And one of the assistant coaches of that team is Hayden Weiler, a native of Indiana. Tell us about the experience, quite the accomplishment for this group of kids.
It was a very interesting week. To kind of give a little preface of it, we start with this new team of junior livestock judges back in December. And once finals are over, prior to Christmas break, we'll spend about a week with those students practicing for this contest. And then we typically come back about the 1st of January, a couple days after, and practice for a week or two prior to Denver. So these kids don't get much of a Christmas break in prep for this contest. The interesting thing is this year, it's been the first year in I don't know how many that the first week of class at Western has collided with the week of the National Western. So we actually went to a mock contest to practice at Kansas State this week ago today, this last Sunday. Drove home through the night so kids could go to class on Monday and Tuesday, and then drove straight through to Denver Tuesday afternoon and into the night. So it's been a crazy, hectic week. We didn't get a lot of sleep, but we had an awesome day Thursday on the Hill contest. The students in the carload contest did very well on Friday, and that was all realized at the awards banquet Friday night.
And I know in any team activity, whether you talk about, you know, traditional sports of football, basketball, or whatever competition you're dealing with, it's roster, roster, roster. And on that roster, many components have to step up and contribute. And I assume that happened to this group over the weekend in Denver.
Absolutely. We've got 11 talented students on the team this year, and from a multitude of states. I'm not sure exactly just how many states, but there's several represented. And what we do is five of those students are on the team for the main livestock contest on Thursday, and five of them are on the team for the carload contest on Friday. The depth and the talent of this team is really deep. It's the best group, you know, just this early on that I've had the chance to work with in terms of advancement. You know, there's been some years in the past, you know, maybe you've got three or four that are ready to go at Denver and you're kind of looking for that fifth one. This year, there were 7, 8, 9 students that, you know, were just really, really solid and doing a great job. It made it tough to kind of make that final roster decision, but it turned out to be a good one.
I know Western is facing some challenges financially with their campus, and you're always looking for lights to shine. How much does this mean not only to the agriculture program, you think, at WIU, but the campus and the school in general?
I think this is massive because, you know, something like this, it does allow us to get some visibility across different departments. Dr. Hogue, who I work with now at Western, this is probably his 15th or so year, give or take, that he's coached. I cannot speak for when Bruce Ignell coached prior to Dr. Hogue, but I cannot remember a time when Dr. Hogue has been here that we've won the National Western in Denver. So to do something, you know, to have this kind of success right out the gate is a little rare. I don't want to say rare. I'll just say, you know, it's special to us. It doesn't happen every day. We work really hard. We're one of the few non-land grant universities that compete at national judging contests. I think there were 26 total universities represented. And I can promise you we're one of the smallest in terms of enrollment and size, but I think quality of students kind of spoke there the other night at the awards banquet.
And when you look at what happened over the weekend, you know, this group from WIU, they're able to edge out Kansas State and Oklahoma State, who are livestock judging powers. Now people that don't understand like the culture and the powers and the competitions of livestock judging competition, WIU from Macomb beat K-State and Oklahoma State. So can you put that in perspective kind of for our listening audience?
The best, and to compliment those programs for as good as they are, the best way I can put it is that There are some major powers in this that are SEC football teams, give or take. They're extremely competitive. They're very, very tough to beat. It would be, I want to say a little bit, it'd be like a D2 or D3 school, or, the size of Western is playing an SEC football team and coming out on top. I think that's probably the best way I can kind of summarize it. It doesn't happen every day, but when it does, we sure savor it.
All right, and just the reaction from the kids when they realized that they won this thing, what was that like?
It was actually pretty unique. As they, there's several different divisions that we get announced for different awards, and point totals were given to us when they announce winners. So we're all sitting there running some numbers, calculating points, comparing our points to other schools, and they made an announcement in Reason for some point rankings. And once I heard another school's rank, I did a little calculation, and my mouth kind of dropped open, and I got quiet because I realized that we would win this thing by 2 points. And mind you, this is out of 5,000 points combined, and there are 3 points that separated the top three teams. Kansas State was second, Oklahoma State was third. So when I realized that math on paper a couple minutes before they officially called us as winners, I was about speechless, as were the students, as they realized it at the same time.
All right, some great recognition for Western Illinois University and their livestock judging team. National champs out at the National Western Livestock Show out in Denver, Colorado. Hayden Wilder, nice going out there. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.